fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2-gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.CO.
A new special counsel is investigating former President Trump, and again, there's a veil of secrecy over the whole thing. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast. Hear me get right into the news of the day. You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
The non-binary nuclear waste guru. Full stop.
What, we have one of those?
Yeah. But hold up. I'm totally distracted now. I just want to let you all know that in the past 5 years, we've seen some amazing titles. We had the SoundCloud rapper Warlord, who was out at Chaz Chop, who was, what was he selling? He was giving away guns out of his trunk of his, yeah. What did he have? He had an EV. It wasn't a Tesla. What was it? I don't remember. He had an EV, the SoundCloud Warlord, which kind of sounds like a 70s song in a way. Anyway, so now we have the non-binary nuclear waste guru. Now, this is that Sam Brinton guy who looks like a conehead. He looks like one of the coneheads from SNL. And he has security clearances. This dude, he's literally a senior official in the Department of Energy. So if you try to go up into the DOE, you couldn't go up there, but this guy could, okay? Interestingly, though, he's been on a leave of absence for the past month, and nobody knows why. There's been no discussion of it at all, why he's been on this leave of absence. So anyway, we told you how he stole a suitcase from the baggage carousel at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, even though he didn't check any bags. He went up and stole some lady's Vera Bradley bag, or just walked away with it. And apparently there were over $2,000 worth of stuff in the suitcase. And so now he's charged with a felony. And I think it's later in December, that's when they're having his trial. He initially denied it. Then he said he was tired. Now he faces 5 years in jail and a $10,000 fine. He still has his job. No one has said anything about this. It was a Vera Bradley 26-inch navy blue hard-sided roller bag. I mean, it's not like it's a hard to... I mean, apparently they're very colorful bags, the Vera Bradley stuff. Anyway, he takes this bag, flies all over with it, flew back to D.C. He even went to Europe with it, October 9th. The woman that he stole the bag from never got it back. And they've been asking... the administration about this, there's been nothing on it. He's literally on his business card? Have you seen his business card? It has the actual U.S. Department of Energy on it, all this stuff. But then it has his pronouns on it, too. On an official government business card. I can't even. Anyway, so he was on surveillance footage. He lied to police. And then he was like, no, I was just tired. I didn't mean to lie. I was just tired. And so there's been nothing else. The complaint is public. It's pretty crazy. There's been nothing else on this, and he apparently still has his job. And there's nothing, no one else has said nobody from the administration has said anything. How is this happening? So this guy still's got his job. He's still there. He's going to court just in 2 weeks. He could go to jail for 5 years and pay a $10,000 fine. Because he stole some lady's suitcase, even though he did not. The dude went to the luggage carousel, even though he never checked a bag. And he knew he didn't check a bag. So now it's everywhere. Have you? I haven't heard it. He hasn't been on Twitter. He hasn't been. I think they're going to try to put him to the basement. That's been their strategy for everything. Just send him to the basement. Let it. Do you trust this guy having security clearances?
No.
I mean, he's dealing with nuclear waste.
I still don't see how he's qualified for that. But okay.
I don't know. I mean, the suitcase hasn't been returned yet, and for all we know, he still has it. He has his job. The White House hasn't said a single word. Has anyone asked KJP about this? I mean, I haven't heard anything. I'm just curious if anybody's asked. I've talked a lot about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun over the years, and it's no secret how much I love it. It's become the go-to shotgun for law enforcement and home defense, and for a really good reason. But why am I such a huge fan of the Kel-Tec KSG? Well, like everything that Kel-Tec invents, it created an entirely new class of shotgun. And the one that started it all is the KSG shotgun. It's the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells. And with its dual tube mags, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. So that's 6 rounds in each tube, plus 1 chambered. If you prefer 2 3/4-inch shells, even better, because the KSG holds 7 plus 7 plus 1. That's 15 shells. You cannot ignore the downward shell ejection either. It makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's brilliant design. See the Kel-Tec KSG up close and personal at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Again, to find out more, visit KelTecWeapons.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I feel like I got to say this in a robot voice. Robot landlords are buying up your houses. Companies that have deep resources are outsourcing management to apps and algorithms, which further puts homeownership out of reach. This is like how good grief. Stop it. The robot everything. So the Hawaiian volcano, the biggest volcano in Hawaii, Mauna Loa, has erupted for the first time in 38 years. Now, there's no, from what I've read, there's no concern about anything other than ashfall. There was an ashfall advisory issued by the National Weather Service in Honolulu. They said up to a quarter inch of ash could accumulate in some areas. So they said that, you know, the eruption can be dynamic and lava flows can change rapidly. But apparently everything is out of the way of any kind of lava flow. So that's the sky was red there this morning. I was looking at some of the photos on social media. What is the saying? Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning. Yeah. Also, this Ford SUV, big recall, over 500,000 SUVs after 20 fires break out. Ford has announced another SUV recall. It impacts about 520,000 Ford Escape and Bronco Sport compacts in the U.S. They said it's due to potential cracks in the vehicle fuel line that could cause fires to break out under the hood of some of the cars, according to the Traffic Safety Administration. A total of 634,000 of the SUVs are being recalled for the problem worldwide. They said specifically the fuel injector can crack in some Escapes from model year 2022 through 2023. And that's in the Escapes, and then 2021 and 2023 in the Bronco Sport that's equipped with a 3-cylinder 1.5-liter turbocharged engine. So that could allow the fuel of the vapor to leak over hot parts and start the fire. So check that out if you own one of those vehicles. This is why we don't play Monopoly in our home anymore. Well, not because it'd go this far, but in this family it did. Tulsa, Oklahoma, they arrested a man because a family game of Monopoly turned violent. It's the meanest game out there. It's It's also so fun. Officers were called to shots fired near Admiral and Mingo just before 6:30 p.m. The caller identified the suspect as a one John Armstrong, saying he chased her down, fired a shot at her and her dad. They found out that they'd been drinking, playing Monopoly, two things you never do. It's like drinking and going to Chuck E. Cheese. When a fight broke out, and then they knocked the game board over, turning over the furniture, and then they were told to take the fight outside. And then it escalated from there. And the word of the year for 2022, according to Merriam-Webster, is gaslighting. Of course. Of course it is. Stay with us. We got more in store, and we're keeping an eye on Iran versus USA. Now you have this story out of California. The Daily Mail had this exclusive. Thousands of convicted pedophiles in California are being released from prison in less than a year for horrific acts, including rape, sodomy, sexual abuse of kids under age 14. They looked at the database. Thousands of these people. 7,000 pedophiles released the same year they were convicted. The current and former Los Angeles sex crimes prosecutor told Daily Mail that the figures were terrifying and shameful. The deputy DA, John Hatami, blames Proposition 57. It's a bill that allows for early parole for nonviolent felons that LA DA George Gascon supported. I mean, I don't know if I would classify pedophilia as being nonviolent, particularly because of the violence that it inspires from those who want to see justice done. But they analyzed this database, and this is what they found. This is one of the most shocking things. Especially with everything that I've shared with you today, I don't even know how that this can be more. It's just crazy. This is a systemic breakdown of law and order. The individuals, when you look at their crimes, you're looking at lewd acts with a child under 14 years of age. It was the number of people released, according to this analysis of their database from Daily Mail, to over 7,000. And they went, oh man, this is just, it's crazy. And pedophiles do not get reformed. So there are going to be more victims as a result of this. They had one individual in the database, Carlos Alexander Nehu. He was convicted of continuous sexual abuse of a child in 2015. And he lives one block from a daycare, three blocks from an elementary school now. There was another individual, Noah Holt, who was convicted in 2013. He had child pornography possession, indecent exposure, lewd acts with a minor. I mean, that goes on and on and on. And these are bad, 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 bad. Some of these I just don't even want to share online or on air because they're just horrific. One individual actually made child pornography. He served less than a year. These monsters, you can't reform them. That's why I'm like death penalty for child predators. I honestly believe in capital punishment for child predators. That is a crime to me that these individuals don't deserve to exist after. That's what we need to mainstream, is the adoption of that penalty. So they said that some of the men, a lot of the charges also included by force or fear. You're talking about people who served less than a year in prison. There are people who got charged with unlawful parading for January 6th that got a harsher punishment than this. This is one of the most disgusting things I've seen. Look, I'm going to tell you, who's the MMA fighter that got in trouble because he for a child predator? And he went to... Yeah. You're going to see more things like that. If the justice system doesn't work and you create more victims because the system and Democrats... Because it is. Gascon's a Democrat. That's a Democrat policy. They supported it. This is the restorative justice that I'm talking about when I mention the rot in the judicial system. You're going to see more parents taking stuff in their hands. This is because this is inexcusable.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Two of you sent me, two of you sent me this story. And then other ones didn't think that the mac and cheese story was real that I shared with you yesterday. There's no way I can read this story. Someone's like, I double dog dare you to read this story. This is the one, Kane. Hold up. They just like to watch me figure out how to talk about this stuff online. It's from Smoking Gun and also Channel 17. Yeah.
I saw that one yesterday, too.
Uh-huh. No, I noticed you didn't share it because you're smart.
I actually put it in.
No, then I didn't
put
do
it. In
it.
Your,
you're one of the people. Gosh dang it. Fine. We're going to do it. A man was charged after throwing an intimate toy at a woman during an argument.
Well done. Well done.
I feel like I'm playing like a game here. Like, what's the game where you can't say the word?
Right.
Yeah.
Like catchphrase or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah. Police arrested a Florida man Thanksgiving morning after he allegedly threw an intimate toy at a woman during an argument. According to court documents, Christopher Pasito, 45, and his 33-year-old girlfriend were at the Sun Island Motel when they got into an argument around 5 in the morning. He began packing his suitcase to leave, and he began throwing her stuff out of the suitcase, and that's when she got hit by the item on her torso, leaving a bruise.
A bruise?
Oh, wah, wah. Really? He was charged with domestic battery. I'm sorry, but I think that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb. You know, and he was ordered to have, I got hit in the torso with the, you know what? I got a bruise. Oh, I don't know. I can't. Really? That's all the time? Really? I didn't even get to the Florida man gets drunk and attempts to set tents on fire in Monroe County. He did, though, and he told him it was gas, but it was water. He was dumping it all in their tents, freaked everybody out.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may not believe this, but you know, sometimes you just don't get the whole story from a lot of media coverage. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I discuss how a new special counsel is gearing up to investigate former President Trump, and a lot of the evidence in the case is secret. Don't forget to download and subscribe to my daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue in the news, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
In an attempt to divide America and Israel,
Leftists have spread hateful falsehoods about Israel and its right to self-defense. You deserve the truth. Hey, y'all, it's Sarah from The Sarah Carter Show. Israel has missiles flying over its head, yet the radical left is calling them racist, evil, and every other smear imaginable. It's disgusting. And on this week's Sarah Carter Show, we expose them for what they are: anti-Semitic lies about our Jewish brothers and sisters. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on your favorite podcast app.
Someone go tell Kermit it's definitely easy being green. While the left blames corporate America, not only are green companies not paying taxes, they're getting $1.8 trillion of your taxpayer money. Why did we pass the Inflation Reduction Act again?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, or as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Why the need to remake country music and into what? From there, I looked at art. Art under the guise of totalitarian regimes. It's so interesting because it seems that Beyonce is doing exactly what totalitarian regimes want done with art.
Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.